This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers, version 3.0. I should probably just stop the 3.0 thing, since it's just continuously been All Things Transformers anyhow during this entire duration. Despite the fact it's changed version 1, 2, and 3 over the course of 9 years. But yeah, so missed you guys. So there really hasn't been all that many Transformers news elements, you could say, worth really bringing up. However, that being said, there have been a few things that I thought were of note. Pete's robot convention is coming up next year. I guess he had his first year of it this year. They've announced that the next one's going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. The Cincinnati Marriott at River Center. June 9th through the 10th, 2018. And the show's hours are Saturday, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Sunday, it's 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. I wonder if that's... It's kind of odd hours for Saturday, but I don't know. I kind of like it, though, because if I were to go to something like that, a Sunday would have to do. But Pete Sinclair, who and Jesse Wittenrich of BotCon have kind of filled the gap that fans got kind of left in the ether or in kind of... They got kind of dumped on after BotCon went away and HasCon showed up. Not to mention the fact that BotCon was insanely expensive towards the end there. Which is why I never went until the 1 year my wife was like, you know what, for your birthday, go. And I went with my brothers, and I met Michael Wilson in person, which was kind of cool. I got to meet a number of other people in person. I even got to meet Frank Welker, which was awesome, thanks to my buddy Michael Wilson. And so, yeah, that was a fun experience getting to do that. I got to chat with John Bailey, got to chat with numerous people I've done the TFCOG fandubs with since 2005, so it was kind of cool to sit down and talk with those guys at a BotCon. I didn't go to 2017's, or not 2017, 20, I don't know, whatever year Frank Welker was the main attendee, that was, or the main guest, I went to that year. Can't remember right now. I think it was 2 years ago. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. And so they are announcing it for 2018. And I don't know. I'm kind of interested in going. They've got kind of the opportunity to see and own pre-production, final production samples for various BotCon and Transformers Collector Club exclusives during the Saturday, June 9th exhibitor preview night. Some of the stuff he's got in there is pretty cool. I love the fact that it's a lot of the collections. You know, you've got different toy organizations, you know, Now and Then, Tyrant, Alpha Prime Toys. And then they've got collectibles from not just Transformers, but other series that have robots. So, like, you have Transformers, you have Mega Man, you have Gundam, Robotech, Power Rangers, Voltron, Macross, Exo Squad, GoBots. It's... I love the fact that this guy is kind of filling that gap. Because I feel like Hasbro, when they kind of took over, they kind of shafted everybody. Plus, I don't see HasCon as that family-friendly event to go to, being that they had, and this is just personal preference, but you have all these rap stars, you have all these like celebrities and stuff that have nothing to do with Transformers, but they're there. Or have anything to do with any of the Hasbro properties. They're just trying to build a buzz around their event, which I think was kind of the wrong way of going about it. You either gear it towards the people that actually want to go, or you're just... It's like counting metrics for a podcast, and you dump 12 clips of the same show online, and you're counting those clips towards the final count, when you should only be counting the main count. I don't know. I think it's kind of cheating in that sense to try and draw people to that event. Whereas Pete's Robot Convention, it's strictly robots. I love it. I'll probably try and go next year. Money depending, that is. So, I don't know if anybody's heard, but TFG1 Mike is getting married. Yeah. So he's joining the club, and so is Optimus Solo. He's engaged as well. And it's kind of crazy. Basically, everyone at GCRN will be married now. So, I was the first one, Dan was the second, and then, I should say Michael Wilson would technically be the first, and then I was the second, and then Blanchard will be third, Dan was third, and then Blanchard will be fourth, and then, I don't know, it's getting convoluted, and then Optimus Solo will be last, but, yeah, so I'm actually going to be TFG1 Mike's best man at his wedding. Going to be out there in December in Chicagoland. And so it'd be kind of cool. We might actually get all the GCRN guys together for the most part. Aside from Dan, who's in Boston land. Yeah, because Kevin and Michael Wilson live around somewhere in Illinois, edge of Chicago area, or edge of Indiana. And a lot of the What's On Joe Mind guys live out that way, too. I'll only be out there about one day, though, just because it's, again, December, and I don't know how the weather's going to be and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's kind of cool to think about it, that our whole friendship started because of a Twitter conversation and Transformers, and now it's kind of gone full-fledged friendship, and it'll be kind of cool to actually meet TFG1 Mike in person, considering we started this journey back in 2008 during all things Transformers, of all things. So it's kind of come full circle. And then it'd be cool to have Michael Wilson show up as well, which I have met in person. So, yeah, I'm going to get through a little bit of the other news. New York Comic Con is transpiring in a couple days, October 5th through the 8th. And IDW is going to be there. And maybe we'll see some Transformers news. I would like to see some new toys debut and some new information. So I guess we'll kind of see what happens. They've got a full lineup, though, of all kinds of events for IDW purposes anyway. Some of it related to Transformers and some of it related to like their Ninja Turtles properties and other like Star Trek and whatnot. I'm not a current collector of comics, so I don't really keep up too much with that. Now, if they were to do a Beast Wars comic, that would be about the only way I'd dive back into comics, because at this point, I don't care for comics in general. I don't really read them. I quit collecting them, so it's kind of a different dive there. Ocular Echo, an unofficial G1 photo archive, is nearing its Kickstarter goals. I have no idea what this is. But I found this. It's supposed to have more than 10,000 high-res photos snapped, and some are still being shot, with the aim of ensuring that each and every toy that appears in the books are photographed from a mint sample with mint stickers, which are correctly applied in accordance with official instructions and with complete Invent accessories. So Volume 1 will feature every figure from G1's American line 1984 to 1990, along with some features on variations and oddities like decoys, mini spies, and others. The production quality appears to be among the highest of any unofficial Transformers guidebook. And, yeah. I'm kind of surprised that this is getting through Hasbro, that they're letting this happen. But then again, it's not surprising because Hasbro hasn't done anything like this, nor did they ever show that they care. Volume 2 will cover region-exclusive items from lines like Super God, Master Force, Victory, and European G1. Since the Kickstarter is about $10,000 short of its $40,000 goal with the better part of a month left, copies of both books require backing at the $110 level. The only way I'd be interested is Beast Wars. Again, like I love Transformers, but not like love Transformers, but my knowledge base, I care more in the Beast Wars realm than I do in the G1. But if, I mean, the fact that these are, yes, it's cool that these are pictures of the toys and they're on a black background. They've got the name, they've got information on the figure. They show their accessories. It's really cool as like a catalog guide of sorts. But if you're not somebody that really cares to see the pictures of the toys, like if you're going to live vicariously through these toys in this book rather than owning them, I think that's great. Myself, on that same CD that I bought years ago, actually I bought two CDs. One had all the comics. One of them had all the tech specs and toy pictures. Because at the time I ran a website called Predacon Empire, and the reason I bought these was so that I could outsource a lot of the content from that and not have to actually do a lot of it myself. And then I just never got around to sorting it out and putting it on there, and so I still have these CDs that I can't bear to throw away, even though they didn't cost me that much. They were like $10 a piece, which is cheap. But what's funny is the some of the European Transformers actually were used in the in some of the Generation 2 stuff was used for Machine Wars rehashes. So like Thunderclash is Machine Wars Optimus Prime. Stalker is Machine Wars Soundwave, which I owned at one time. Skyquake was Machine Wars Starscream, which I owned at one time. Rotorstorm was Machine Wars Sandstorm. I think it was Sandstorm. I'm not quite sure. But regardless, I remember owning a lot of this. Peter Cullen, of all things, he's going to reprise his role as Optimus Prime in the Bumblebee movie. Although it hasn't been confirmed by the studio, he said that he's going to. Basically, he's not actually going to be in it, per se. But he's going to possibly be going to be a partial feature, maybe with radio transmission type stuff. I can't see him being much of the movie when Bumblebee's going to be on Earth in his Bumblebee form. So the Transformers Movieverse 3D animated feature film, Boulder Media Studios is actually hiring. So if you're wanting to get on Transformers official and know how to do this stuff, this would be a great way to do this. The movie obviously was announced during Hasbro's annual Investor Day. And it's said to be a prequel story taking place in Cybertron during the Great War between Autobots and Decepticons. And I guess they're needing a 3D senior rigger, a effects technical director, and senior set modeler and pipeline supervisor. I wish that they needed something I was actually good at. However, being in that it's a 3D animated movie, I would not be good at anything. But you have to relocate to Ireland. Yeah, you have to be open to that. So I would not. So that would automatically cancel me out. It's kind of cool. I don't...
I don't know. It says that you have to have like 10 years experience or something. It's kind of crazy. So there's also the new Transformers line called Transformers Authentics, which was kind of in the realm of the Transformers Evergreen. So they show there was images leaked of from the Transformers Cybertron News, and it's got some Chinese writing on it, but it says very clearly Decepticon Starscream Transformers Authentics for the subline underneath. So it seems like this could be the official name of the G1 inspired Transformers figures, which is interesting way of putting that these are like basically budget versions of knockoff figures that are supposed to be like G1 but not detailed, like scout size figures. I don't see the relevance in them. I would rather have highly detailed figures. And then this is something kind of cool. The Transformers Collectors Club is having a clearance sale, which is open to everyone. Everyone. Rolling 10% discounts, and every week till they drop to 90%, at which time they will continue sales till all the stock is gone or the end of the year arrives. I imagine they'll be gone before the end of the year. But it's basically like a going out of business sale at a store. So they're going to have a final clearance sale for all Transformers Collectors Club toys, and then sayonara, they're gone. So some items only have a quantity of 2 or 3 and are very limited. Some items have a quantity of several hundred. But yeah, I'm going to check that out because I'm not sure if I could pick something up for cheap that's something that I would want, I would possibly do it. But I don't know. Like, I don't really collect anything anymore, which is very difficult for me. And anything, anyways, the stuff I would want, even in the first place, would be gone. They would not have what I want, or at a price that I could purchase, sadly enough. Such as the 2006 Dawn of Futures Past convention set, which they have that on for sale, or did anyway, with signings by Scott McNeil, Blue Mint, Kuma, Pauline Newstone, and Richard Newman. And I'd love to get my hands on stuff like that, especially if I could get my hands on the Dawn of Future Past Megatron, or especially the final BotCon Megatron that was released with the dragon. I would love to get my hands on that. But unfortunately, all those things go for like the high hundreds to thousands. So there's no way I will ever afford them. Sadly enough. If I could just get the head of Megatron, I would be happy enough with that. Like, literally just the head of those figures. Because I could paint the other stuff. I could buy, like, a cheap, unpainted, or painted a different color version of one of those other things and do it. It makes me sad. So they do have, like, archived sheets, like, archived items of the exclusive uncut card sheets, such as, like, the 2011, you know, Ravage, Megatron, Carly, you know, the 2012 stuff, art prints signed by the actors from Transformers Prime, some of the Transformers Combiner Wars combiners, but those are only, like, 10% off. Some of them are a little bit more. They've got some, like, 2005 BotCon tech specs and instructions for some of the figures, but not the figures themselves. 2006 Transformers the Movie Special Edition DVD ticket. No even though the ticket's not valid, it's just the ticket. Or like the fan experience badges and, you know, obviously the stuff that doesn't work anymore. Some of the Transformers medals from the convention. And they have like well over 300 results on the page of stuff that's sold for sale on there. So definitely go check that out. That's something awesome. I may do that 2011 just because they have the Megatron. Even though it's uncut, they have the Megatron from the Dawn of Future Past where he's not wearing the battle armor, but it's the full, like, yeah, I could see myself getting this because it's got him and his robot body without the armor. And then, of course, they have that going on. Yeah, I don't know. There's not really a lot in the Transformers news realm right now, which is a bit odd. But with different conventions coming up, I'm sure we'll get a nice influx of content coming. So, yeah, just be sure to check out the Transformers Collectors Club. See if there's something you can find. I'm going to look on there myself after I finish this record. And so, yeah, until next time, till all are one, and transform and roll out.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.